My name is Jason Bavala, and I'm the vice president of the Monitskum Yupik Dance Group. And I'm from Tintituliak.
Bavala is a senior at Mount Edgecombe with dreams of going to college and graduating with a double major in English and special education. And at some point, he says he'll go back to his village.
There hasn't been dancing in Tintituliak for about 5 years now since one of our elders passed away. He was the only one that knew all the songs, but before that he was teaching us, and once he passed away, it just stopped for a while.
Bavala says there are now people from other villages who come to Tintituliak, about 40 miles south of Bethel, to teach Yupik dance, and he says the teens there are really into it. He says he loves sharing this aspect of his culture with other people, and being part of the Mount Edgecombe Dance Group allows him to do that.
It's a dance group that any ethnicity can come and join if they want. Well, a majority of them are Yupik, of course, but there's like three or four that are Athabaskan, and there's two Inupiaqs.
There are more than 30 students in the dance group, and Bavala says the majority are girls, but that's mainly a reflection of the school's demographic.
It's not that it's hard to get the guys involved, since over 80% of the Mount Edgecombe's population is girls. So there's three girls' dorms and one guy's dorm. So it's pretty hard to compete with girls. Usually guys in our dance group drum, and like we just teach everybody else. Overall, our dance group is really enthusiastic, and I like the numbers of our dance group.
The Mount Edgecombe Yupik dancers have traveled with Team Alaska to the Arctic Winter Games as well as AFN every year. This year, they held a workshop at the Youth and Elders Conference, which anyone could participate in. Bavala says AFN is one of the highlights of the year.
Because you're surrounded by people who are proud of their culture and like aren't ashamed to show it.
For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.